And now on Money News, the Market Wrap. Trade with CMC Markets, the trusted trading platform for over 30 years. Trade your way at cmcmarkets.com. All trading involves risks.
Yeah, it fell 1.6 points to 6,789, the ASX 200. A mixed day saw materials, industrials and utility sectors all gaining, with falls across IT, communications, healthcare and energy. Flight Centre shares rose 3% to 1762 after it upgraded its earnings guidance, with good news in travel all around. Corporate Travel Management rising 2.9% to $18.77, Webjet up 1.2% to $5.09, and Qantas Airways up 1.8% to $4.59. Good news for motorists, with ComSec predicting petrol prices would ease further. The global benchmark Brent crude was down 0.6% to $103.20 per barrel. The Aussie dollar is buying 69.27 US cents. For all the news of today's market, I'm joined by Adam Dawes, Senior Investment Advisor at Shaw & Partners. Adam, welcome back to Money News.
Thank you, sir. It's great to be here.
Good to chat, mate. Scott Farquhar joining the energy takeover party, if that's what it is. Yeah. What did that do to the share price of Gen X today?
Well, it actually rose a little bit, but if you're a Gen X shareholder, the stock has actually fallen from sort of 24 cents to 19.5 cents. But a group of investors, as you well pointed out, Atlassian co-founder came through and they've taken a non-binding bid, which is they've basically taken a 19.9% stake in the company, and they're basically looking forward to that. Now, we saw this last week. There was around about 9% of the company actually moved last week at a premium of 23 cents. We thought there was something going on, and here it is. They're making a little bit of a bid for a renewable business, which a founder from Atlassian, obviously, and they're valuing that at around about $500 million. So it's an interesting play in the smaller end of the market.
Mm. I mentioned before, Flight Centre had a better day, as did a lot of travel companies. What were they so bullish about?
Well, sometimes bad news is good news, and that's where they said that the losses should be less than 190 million, which they forecast expected to be 225 million. So it was a little bit better than the loss was a little bit better than expected. Travel sector's been a hard one, lots of issues going forward, but it's all about the capacity and it's all about the flights. And those flights, there's a lot of demand out there, but no one there to fly it. The pilots aren't there. So it was interesting to see Qantas moving a little bit higher today.
Yeah, okay. One of the horror stories of the day might well have been EML payments. What happened there?
Well, 22% lower today. So you're right. This company's been marred with a fair bit of bad luck, if you could put it, from the island central bank. But basically, the island central bank said that the remediation required by EML to get its cards out basically said there's going to be further delays going forward. Then we had Tom Cregan, who was with the business for over 10 years, decided to step down pretty quickly as well. So there's lots going on behind the scenes with EML at the moment.
All right, and a pretty flat day overall. Is it a cautious time, Adam, as we await the inflation data this week?
We've got a big week this week. You're absolutely right. Inflation, we've got GDP, and then we've got RBA interest rate decision next week on Tuesday. So, yeah, there's lots going on. I think the market's a little... We had a good week last week, and I think that's really important. But going forward, I think everyone's a little bit cautious about what's going on, especially in the US, but also here in Australia. And you're right, we've got a big data week this week, which is going to keep everybody on their toes.
Indeed. Adam, thank you for your time on Money News.
Thanks. Have a great night.
Yeah, you too. Adam Dawes, Senior Investment Advisor at Shaw & Partners.